Hi, we're Steve and Cindy Wright with Marriage Missions International with this week's Marriage Insight podcast.
And the title is, What Would God's Marriage Ambassador Do? Several years ago, there was a worldwide campaign that came out to encourage Christ followers to consider the question, what would Jesus do? In all kinds of situations, they ask themselves, what would Jesus do here? If I'm faced with this, what would Jesus do there? It caused people to consider how Jesus would react to the very same things they were facing.
We'd like to propose something like that. We're asking you to consider the question, what would God's marriage ambassador do or say in the situations you face? It's good for spouses to consider beforehand some things we're tempted to say and things we're tempted to do. God's marriage ambassadors, that's especially important. First, what is an ambassador? An ambassador is an official representative of a government or king. Followers of Jesus Christ, we are representatives of the King of Kings. Our goal is to point others to him so they'll want to know him better. An ambassador is also an authorized representative or messenger, or as a resident representative. In other words, as ambassadors of Jesus, we're authorized by God to deliver his message and represent him and his values wherever we reside. Taking this just a step further, a marriage ambassador does essentially the same thing, except it's within the context of his or her own marriage. There are two areas in life in which we're called upon to be God's marriage ambassador. The first includes how we reside with our spouse within our home. However, the second area encompasses everyone else within the home, plus outside of the home. When you first start to have deep feelings for each other, as Mike Mason said, love convinces a couple that they are the greatest romance that has ever been, that no two people have ever loved as they do. As a result, they'll sacrifice absolutely anything in order to be together. And then marriage asks them to prove it. Through it all, God asks us to prove him in the way that we treat each other. So we ask you, do your words and actions represent God's love and care for your spouse as God's resident ambassador? Are you taking good care of your spouse by continually showing him or her God's love?
If you're struggling with what it would look like to be a marriage ambassador to your spouse, here's a word picture that Gary Thomas gave. It'll kind of help you with that concept. He said, "The biggest mind transformation for me was when I got it that my wife Lisa is God's daughter. As his daughter, she is dearly loved." And we can see that in 1 John 3:1 and Ephesians 5:1. So any correction, any challenge has to be done with the understanding that I'm talking to God's daughter. That calls me to offer more than respect. It also calls me to approach her with reverence and divine gratitude. How I treat her says as much about how I view him as it does about how I view her. If one of my children mess up, I know that they're going to need to be challenged. But I want it to be done with grace and understanding and goodwill, not with hatred, malice, slander, or making them sound worse than they are. Do you really think that God would expect any less from you? But what if your spouse is not living the way that reflects God's standards? So many people live that way. And if that's the case, prayerfully keep in mind something that comes from 1 Corinthians 7:16, and this is from the Message. You never know, wife. The way you handle the situation might bring your husband not only back to you, but to God. You never know, husband. The way you handle this situation might bring your wife not only back to you, but to God. Okay, so that's with being a marriage ambassador to your spouse. But as far as being a marriage ambassador within your home, keep in mind, your children are watching you. What you do leaves a more lasting impression than what they say. Those who stick together and work out tough interpersonal problems are teaching their children invaluable lessons about life and modeling how they should persevere in their own marriages one day.
And as far as being God's marriage ambassador and representative outside of the home, prayerfully consider something that Jeff Hendley wrote. He said, "The home is the primary place where God invited the world to peer through the windows and take a look at love. Here the world will witness firsthand whether or not relationships work. In other words, a world that does not know God has the opportunity to see whether or not God's love is real and life-changing. Our home life will be a magnet that God will use to attract others to Himself. All men will know. Here are a few more thoughts on being a marriage ambassador to a world that needs to witness the love being displayed in healthy ways within our marriages. Without ever passing out a gospel tract, preaching a sermon, or even saying a word, a Spirit-filled Christian home declares to all who come within reach that God will do for others what He has done for them if they'll only give Him a chance. Then Ephesians 5:1 reminds us, "Be imitators of God and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." Andy Stanley also points this out. He says, "Nothing speaks louder to our culture about Christianity than our marriage relationships. Marriage is not just on display, it is also faith on display. And that's why we need to equip and encourage each other to stay in love." Now, there's no doubt that biblical marriage is under attack. In fact, Kimberly Williams reminds us, "Biblical marriage points people toward God. He ordained marriage and was there when Adam and Eve were first joined together. It's a picture and witness to this world of Christ and His church. It is good and holy. Satan hates everything about it. He wishes to destroy your marriage along with your life, testimony, and family. This isn't to scare you, but to remind you to be watchful." Then 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion walking about seeking someone to devour." Kimberly says, "He often uses the troubles of this world to divide a husband and wife. He's crafty and knows how to tear couples apart. And he would love nothing more than for you to give up on each other, throw in the towel, and say to the world that marriage is too hard."
Again, let's keep in mind that marriage ambassadors point others to Christ. I like what Lori Byerly wrote. She and her husband Paul have a great marriage ministry. She wrote, "I've been thinking about the early church and how they were known for their love. What if marriages reflected that kind of concept? What if Christian marriages reflected His kind of love instead of our kind of love? What if the world looked at us and they were envious of our marriages? Would they want our Jesus?" It's important to note Jesus' words, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." That comes from John 13:34-35. That means that in all areas of life, especially in marriage, this is true. This is something that Rick Warren points out. And as we give these quotes, these are ones that we embrace too and we support too. He wrote, "Your marriage involves ministry, and it also involves mission. Your ministry is to believers, and your mission is to non-believers, allowing God to use your marriage as a means for telling others about His love. If you want God's blessing on your marriage, then you must care about what God cares about most. What is that? He wants His lost children found, and everyone to know Him and His purposes for their lives. So essentially, our job, as you could quote it, our job within marriage is to live so publicly, so front and center, that as people see us, they see the attributes of God lived out before them. God ordains that we live in such a way that as others see how we interact with each other as husband and wife, they'll be drawn to say, 'Your God must be something else. I want to know Him like you do.'"
In summary, take note of what we're told in 2 Corinthians 5:18-20. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to Himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to Himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making this appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. What powerful words from the Apostle Paul as a reminder to each and every one of us as individuals and couples that, as Paul says, therefore we are ambassadors for Christ. We hope that as ambassadors for Christ, you'll join him in the ministry of reconciliation, to reconcile the world to himself. As marriage ambassadors, may you join him in the ministry of reconciliation with each other and with others who could want to know Christ more as they witness your Christ-honoring love for him, each other, and for them. Romans 15, 5 and 6 kind of sums it up for us. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Cindy and I say amen to that. We also want you to know that we give a lot of personal stories, practical tips, and more marital advice in our book, 7 Essentials to Grow Your Marriage. We hope you'll pick up a copy for yourself. It's available both electronically and in print form. Plus, it can make a great gift for someone else so you can invest in their marriage. Just click on to the link title on our homepage at marriagemissions.com. And Cindy and I thank you so much for joining us for this week's Marriage Insight podcast. We hope you'll join us once again next week.